Apomodin, a woo here, pa. Weye apomodin agura ya shise a ye tu din friend help podcast na sa wuti agura we wi a na sa nsema wo mu wi na sa wo hwe na efa wo ho a na wo nime bia asem we efa no ho a ye sramu ndimrika niko ayarasa bia ntantantantantam.
Good day, I'm Judith Emefa Afram, and I'm speaking on behalf of my daughter Kamsi Ewenam Afram. So sickle cells, I don't know anything about sickle cells. When they told me about it, so for some days, when she was 6 months, the hand got swollen, and then we were confused. We didn't know what to do. So when she was 2 years, she started falling sick. We took her to the hospital, from hospital to hospital. At least every week we will visit the hospital, or maybe twice or something. So it got to a time it was severe and I don't know what to do. So I took her to Accra Hospital, and then that was when we got to know that she's sickle cells. So I was confused. I don't know anything about it though, but with the help of one or two people, they explained to me how sickle cells is, or what sickle cells is. So, yeah. So, right now, I just want to know what they told me, if it's true, about sickle cells. They said sickle cells patients can die at any time. And then if care is not taken, like, you can lose your child. So, I want to know how true it is.
Yes. Thank you very much for such a wonderful question. Now, what happened is that, like you said, sickle cell is basically genetic sickness. In other words, it's in blood. For the child to be a sickle cell, it means that the father might have a trait or a trace, and then the mother too will have a trace. And then when they come together and the child is born, the child pick up both traits, and then we say it's a sickle cell. So what you saw at the 6 months, we call it polydactylus or foot and hand syndrome.
Mm.
You see, foot and hand syndrome.
Mm.
You know, that is a dactylitis or something like that. You know, so we like that many people, when they get to that stage, they don't know what to do.
Mm.
But it's good you went to the hospital and then to explain to you what sickle cell is. But like you said, initially, medical breakthrough wasn't much. If it's medical breakthrough, I'm trying to say that there was no much knowledge about sickle cell disease. You know, it's also a sickness of the blacks. Most of the sickle cell patients are black or people of black origin, you know. If you study sickle, so the whites don't have sickle cell, you know, it's not in their gene, unless probably he's married to a black who has a sickle cell, then the child may have. Otherwise, sickle cell is not for whites, it's for the blacks because of the origin and all that. So, realize that because there was no much breakthrough in the medical world by then, when they give birth to them, in fact, they coined a name for them, sickless. Sickless. That means that they just waste your money and die. So some people even believe that they are river children. You know, river children. That means in some language they say Ogbanji. So they went and leave them at the riverside, and the river would take them. That means they kill them or something. You know. Sorry, but because of the medical breakthrough, all those misconceptions are no more true. You know, because of the care that has come. One of the care or the breakthrough in the medical world was sickle cell sickness, is the hydroxyurea. You know, when you are able to go to the hospital and the child or the patient is kept on hydroxyurea, it reduces the crisis to the barest minimum. You know, number two, the way we take care of them, because they are sickle cell, we shouldn't handle them as normal children. You see, number one, their hydration. Because when you are able to hydrate them very well, then they don't get crisis. Do you understand? And then eating very well. Also avoid malaria or some infections. You see, don't expose them to extreme weathers, the extreme cold and extreme hot. That is where they get a crisis. So if you're able to do all this, the child will leave, finish school, marry, give birth, and do whatever without problems. So now there's medical breakthrough.
Mm.
So that myth is not entirely true. Unless the parents were careless or himself was careless, then he can die because of, but not because of the sickle cell, because he was careless.
Mm.
You know, yes.
Okay, thank you. I have two questions to ask. My first question is, their urine changed, not normal color urine. It's like bloody color.
Sure.
Yes. And then the second question too is, they get dryness on their lips and their eyes becomes yellow. I don't know what causes those things too.
Yes, the yellow, that's very good observation. The yellow eyes and then the urine color is because of the crisis. The red blood cells is being broken down faster than normal. The normal red blood cell must be broken down after 120 days. The body recycles it and then utilizes it. But because they are sickle cell patient, the spleen sort of break them faster than the 120 days. So they have a lot of breakdown of what red blood cells, that give them the jaundice. And if they are jaundice, you see the yellowness in their eyes or on the lips. And then their urine also becomes very concentrated. Sometimes like cook. Yes, you know, and sometimes it scares their mothers. Mm. That is why I spoke about hydration.
Mm.
If they are well hydrated, they will not have such urine.
Because
when they are hemolyzing or the red blood cells is being broken down faster than usual, they have the jaundice and then the urine color is changed. It means that we need to give you a lot of what? Fluids, other drinks, or even in the hospital. But otherwise, it's fine.
Mm.
If their eyes are yellow, their urine color is like that, it is not a major something that you should be afraid of. You know, it's good to observe it, but when you see that, try and hydrate the person very well so that the urine color will change and then the yellowness of the eye will also be cleared.
Okay. So I think I have one more question.
Yes. Anything that comes to mind, since you have been with this child for about 6-7 years, whatever you have been through, your fears, your anxiety, and all that, you can bring them up. Do you understand? Yes.
So, as we went to the hospital, they recommended this medicine. They said we should buy folic acid and the zincovites. But I want to ask, is it everything that she has to be taking it and then brufen? Is it everything that she has to be taking it or once a while?
Okay.
Or whenever we feel like there is a crisis, yes, then we give it out.
That's a very brilliant question. Now, the folic acid is because of the anemia that they go through. You know, their anemia is not because of lack of iron. Their anemia because lack of what? Folic acid. So the folic acid is given so that they'll be able to build red blood cells. You understand? Number two, the zinc helps them to eat. You see, give them appetite to eat. And then the zinc itself also helps to strengthen the wall, the cell of the red blood cells. You know, I told you that the red blood cells is broken down faster than normal. Every normal patient, the red blood cells is broken down after 120 days. But this is earlier than that. You see? So it means that we need to make sure that the red blood cells are strengthened. The wall or the cell wall are strengthened to reduce the breaking down. So the zinc component helps to strengthen the red blood cells or the sickle cells so that it will minimize the breaking down of the red blood cells. You see it? Now the brufen is because when they get crisis, they have temperature and then joint pains. So the brufen is given to them to relieve the pain. But if the patient is hydrated or well hydrated and he get crisis, he may not get the temperature or even the joint pains because the hydration has been given to take care of the joint pains. You see, because of the red blood cells, when the crisis come, the blood becomes thick, you see, and the red blood cells, because it's not a normal shape, they sort of come together and form a block at the joint, sometimes even the brain, so they can get stroke. I've seen children with stroke from sickle cell disease because the same thing happened as the joint pains are there. The same red blood cells come together, block the vessels in the brain, and then they get stroke. You see? So the Brufen is to help them alleviate the pain in the joints. Sometimes we even combine Brufen and paracetamol or to target at the same thing. If the pain is severe, we even step up and give them opiates like Petidine or Tramadol if the pain is too much for them to bear. And then unfortunately, some of them get addicted to the Petidines because of the pain. I've seen some sickle cell patients who have addiction to Petidine because the pain was too much and paracetamol couldn't help, Brufen couldn't help. So we have to be given the Petidine, and then they got used to the Petidine. But one of the side effects of the Brufen too is the kidneys. You see, that is why we always make sure that you don't give it when there's no crisis. After the folic acid and the zinc is daily dose because of what it does in the body. In fact, if the child is below 5 years, some doctors may even add penicillin vein. And then penicillin vein is to serve as a prophylaxis antibiotic in the body. So that the patient will not get exposed to what? Infections, because their immunity is normally low and they get exposed to a lot of infections. So the penicillin vein will give them what the zinc, and then the folic acid is to help to avoid a lot of crisis. That is why we give all these things, you know. Yeah.
Okay, thank you. So I think my last question is, whenever I see there are some changes or when she complains of joint pain, I quickly put water on fire for the water to boil for some time. Then I'll mix it with cold water. Then she will sit in. Within some few time, she will be okay.
Okay.
Then I will still administer the drugs. So I want to know whether sitting in the hot water is okay for her, or I should just concentrate on the medicine.
But who taught you that, the hot water?
No one taught me. I think I just feel instinct, doing something.
It helps. Yes. Okay. Well, it helps. It soothes the pains. Number two, if you put like warm water, kind of, not hot, not cold, it soothes the pain at the joints. And then because the pain at the joint sometimes brings the, like I told you earlier, the blood vessels are blocked by the blood. So when you put the patient on warm water, it dilates the vessels, the blood passes, and then the crisis goes. You see, that is why we sort of do that. But if you do that and you get results, why not? You continue doing it. You understand? Whilst you administer the painkillers and then folic acid, as I said, daily dose, and then the zinc. And then your hydration is very important. And then good diet. You see, good diet. And also don't also expose them, like I said, to extreme weathers, extreme cold, extreme hot. You know, it can really affect them. You know.
Thank you so much. And I'm grateful.
Yes. Okay, so thank you for such exposition on sickle cell with regards to your word on sickle cell. And I believe that the letter we have spoken about is going a long way to assist and to help, and also to take care of the misconception that we have with sickle cell children. Like you said, they don't survive, they die, and all those things. If you take care of them well, like I said, they eat well, hydrations and all those things, you won't get those problems. You won't get those problems. The child will grow very intelligent, will do well, and then he'll be fine. I know sickle cell professor about 89 years. She's sickle cell SS. Yes, because of the care, he has grown to become a professor. Yes, so it's possible that they can grow to become normal. As I always say, if we go through what I told you, frequent medications, the checkups, and all those things, it has a way of making them do well in life. Thank you very much.
Thank you.